Do you have any sort of gut sense about how much the cytokines might add to bevacizumab in this situation?
I think it's substantial. I think what's happening is bevacizumab is accentuating the toxicity of the cytokines. So I think these are primarily cytokine-driven toxicities, probably 80% of them. You know, the fever, the chills, the weight loss, the cytopenias, what have you. So these are interferon-based toxicities that are accentuated by the bevacizumab, and not necessarily the other way around. So with bevacizumab alone, I think you see very few of those. Primarily, the side effects we see are going to be fatigue, hypertension, proteinuria, for the most part, things that patients will tolerate well in a chronic setting without a lot of symptoms. So I think it's something you're going to see a lot of physicians in the community choosing to try bevacizumab alone. The real question is, what does the FDA think of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, is that going to be an approvable approach? Will you be required at some level to have failed cytokine therapy or demonstrated toxicity, or will you be allowed to treat patients with bevacizumab alone? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of what happened in colon cancer with cetuximab, where you had to sort of go through the irinotecan thing. But I guess my question was, how much do you think that the cytokine is contributing to the efficacy that you see with the combination?
Well, that's a good question, too. And again, we don't have randomized data to answer it for sure. But I will say that in both of these phase 3 studies, CLGB and in the Roche study, the objective response rate, the partial response rate, was in the 20 to 25% range for the combination, which is higher historically than we've seen in any phase 3 study of interferon alone, and is higher than what we've seen with Avastin alone in those relatively small phase 2 studies. Now, there was a more recent Genentech-sponsored phase 2 study of Avastin versus Avastin Tarceva, and in that study, the partial response rate, the objective response rate, with Avastin Tarceva was in the high teens. So not too far off of what we're seeing in the Roche study and the CLGB study, but still there's probably some biology there. So I do think there is some effect of the cytokines here interacting with the Avastin, but to what extent that's justified by the toxicity, I think, again, is the hard piece.